This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, I have to say, shocker today on the global stage as the news came out that New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announcing she's stepping back in a shock resignation ahead of a general election later this year. You know, keep in mind, she was the world's youngest female leader when she led her Labour Party to power in 2017. She's basically saying, and she told reporters, I don't have the energy or inspiration to seek re-election. So stepping back.
Yeah, she told reporters, as you mentioned, that she doesn't have the energy or inspiration to seek re-election, which I was pretty surprised. If she can't do it, Carol, what hope is there out there for female leaders more generally? And with that, we want to bring in our next guest.
Yeah, Hope Dimachowski is Senior Executive VP and Chief Financial Officer at the more than $13 billion market cap First Horizon Bank. Based in Memphis, she joins us via Zoom from Memphis, Tennessee. Hope, nice to have you here with Tim and myself. A lot we want to talk to you about, but when you see a headline like that or somebody else in the C-suite, that's a woman that steps down or resigns or whatever, and then isn't replaced by another woman. Like, how do you think about it? Because are you seeing, you're in the C-suite, you're CFO at First Horizon. Do you feel like women are really making inroads when it comes to the C-suite?
Unfortunately, I agree with your introductory comments. Is absolutely when one person leaves, like that we've had, and it's actually the second one for us because we also lost the English Prime Minister earlier this year after a very short time. And with such few women representation in certain industries and fields, when one leaves unexpectedly, it definitely has a big impact on all of us. We feel that, you know, each one of us, we want to go up in numbers. We want to have more representation, whether it's a C-suite or in top layers of government. So it absolutely hits us all each time we see one of these senior women step back from any type of role in an area which is significantly underrepresented.
Based on your experience, how do we get from underrepresented to accurately represented?
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Great question. Yeah, I think it really comes with a conscious effort, but I think the data has shown, and Harvard Business Study, the great study on this last year, is diverse companies that have high diversity at the top, it just continues through the company. So the more that we get diversity in the C-suite of women, people of color, the more that you see your company start to change. People want to work where they can see themselves in that role. I do a lot of on-campus recruiting through a couple different companies that I've worked for in recent years. And the number one thing I hear from diverse talent, both women and minorities, is what does your C-suite look like? And I can't see myself getting there if I don't see people like me there.
No.
So I think representation matters.
Yeah, it speaks
to go after top talent.
It speaks to belonging, right? Like if you don't see it, like how can you feel like you belong there or you know, it's a good fit? How tough was it for you to work your way up?
That's a hard question to say how tough. We each have our own journey, but there's definitely a different path. You know, I started my career in investment banking in New York City. When I started with Deutsche Bank, they had 100 leadership development graduates in the U.S., and they had three women. So I was the diversity candidate, 20 years ago. I think the hardest thing has been trying to find mentors and trying to find people that can help you along your route. Just got asked on a panel this morning here in Memphis, you know, do I have a problem finding male mentors? The answer is no. I've had lots of great male mentors and allies. I have a harder time finding women that have been in the C-suite or have been at big companies that can mentor me and work through those situations with us.
What about the pipeline as, you know, not necessarily C-suite executives yet, but those who are in their career, maybe, you know, midway through their careers? How do we make that more equitable? Because that's what gets you to the C-suite.
Yeah, there's a broken rung, especially in banking, but in a lot of industries when it comes to women and minorities. And it has to be constantly having allyship, constantly having mentorship and having purposeful recruiting at all levels. Salesforce did a great job 2 years ago, I think it was, maybe three, kind of lose track of time with COVID. Mm-hmm. But they had done an equity study and made sure they had equal pay at all levels and really made a conscious effort to even it out. And 2 years later, they found out they went backwards. So the unconscious bias, it's there. And so if you're not tracking it, if you're not measuring it, if you're not making a conscious effort, we're not making the progress we need to make.
You know, it's interesting too. I mean, did you ever feel like at some point though, you're like, it's just really, really, it sounds like you've had a pretty good trajectory, and good people behind you helping your way. What was the most difficult time though in your journey? As you say, everybody's journey is different, but was there a point where it was tough?
Multiple times. I can't tell you how many times I've sat down with my husband and said, I'm not sure this is for me. Mm. You know, being a wife and being a mother of three, when your work and a job situation or I've dealt with a lot of bias in my career, unfortunately, when that takes away your ability to feel good about yourself, it impacts you in your other areas. And so many times I've had my career impacted with changes. I've had somebody make a comment to me that was very sexist or inappropriate. And every single time it made me question, is this what I want to do? Is this the environment I want to work in? And it's why I'm so passionate now that I have made it to the C-suite and I'm lucky to be one of the women to do it in doing mentorship and doing conversations like this and sitting on panels so that other women can know it's not easy and it's okay to be hard. It's okay to question yourself some days. But you need to each one of us just figure out what was the right thing for you. And each one of those times I came back and said, okay, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to continue with this company and I'm going to be the one that makes the change that other women don't experience this.
No, it's some really good points that you're making and important to see individuals like yourself so that a younger generation and other women coming into the finance space or the banking space can see somebody in the spot and aspire to that. Since we have you, we'd be crazy not to ask in what's an uncertain, volatile market environment, economic environment, recession, no recession, how are things looking?
Every day is a new look at the market right now. You know, we are in unprecedented financial times in the U.S. and across the world with COVID, the changes that we've had, the issues we've had with supply chain to the fastest rising rate environment that anybody that's currently in business has ever seen. And so I think we just have to continue to look forward and look at where we can make progress in small areas. But we have a bumpy couple years ahead of us coming out of where we've been. And whether we're going to see a recession or not, there's a lot of different opinions on it. But I think, you know, the latest inflation
news was positive. Do you think
recession?
Do you think recession likely this year?
I do. I think we're going to, my personal opinion is I do think we're going to head into a small recession this year. Hopefully it'll be not too strong and not too long. But this inflation issue is just really stifling us. And it has taken too long to get it under control.
Just in the last 30 seconds that we have, how small of a recession, what would tell you, like, what would be the worst of it?
You know, I actually don't have an answer for that. I try to be the best case scenario person. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't know what the worst case is. I try not to go there, although, you know, we have to for running a bank and modeling, but I don't think we're going to see a worst case. I think the Fed has taken a lot of very aggressive action with interest rates to make, to bring the inflation under control, and they have signaled as well as said they're willing to take larger action if needed. So I don't believe that we'll have a large recession. The Fed's doing everything they can to prevent that.
All right, Hope, really appreciate your time. Hope Demichowski, Chief Financial Officer at First Horizon Bank.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.